Life Audio.
Hey, 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 everybody. You are unstoppable. I am unstoppable. We are unstoppable. Many years ago, someone very close to me tried to convince me that I am not unstoppable. It was my dad. I'm Billy Yancey. Welcome back to my podcast. Please hit the subscribe button. Now let's get back to the story. So back in 2004, I opened my gym. After a lot of hard work and tearing down of walls and ceilings and flooring, and my good buddy, God bless his soul, Wayne Spillman. My goodness. He brought this place back to life. This was used to be an old bar many years ago. It was open from 6 a.m. to 2 a.m. And we turned the bar into a gym. The original name of my gym in 2004 was Face the Pain Gym. That name did not do well. Who wants to face the pain, right? So I got clever. I changed it to FTP Fitness. People still call it Face the Pain. So I didn't get anywhere with that. In any event, my dad lived up in New Jersey. He drove all the way down from New Jersey. Came in to see my gym. I was so proud, right? And he says, son, there's no money in the gym business. You need to close this place down. He said, I've arranged an interview with a buddy of mine who's in the FBI. You're going to be an FBI agent. I said, you can take that interview and give it to somebody else. I said, because I'm not closing my gym. I'm not closing down. This is what I'm doing. So that conversation didn't really end well, but you know what? 18, 19 years later, I'm still here. In any event, it was tough. It was tough. I didn't have, you know, marketing dollars or advertising dollars. And so I had to do a little guerrilla marketing. So out in front of the gym, there's parking, there's a sidewalk. On the sidewalk, one day I decided, I said, look, people got to see me. I got to let the people know that I'm here. So I took a stationary bike out, put on the sidewalk, and I started riding. I would ride from 30 to 45, sometimes an hour, just to get people to look over and see that there's a gym. And you know what? It worked. Now, people weren't knocking down the doors, but it worked. People would honk, wave, stop by. I got some members. I got some clients from that. Some are still here. You know, don't be dismayed. You know, your dream is not everybody else's dream. And just because they can't see your dream or your idea doesn't mean that it's not valid. So be not dismayed. You are unstoppable. I know I'm unstoppable. I know that I am. You know why? Because we have the Holy Spirit inside of us. That's what makes us unstoppable. Sometimes I think people forget that. I haven't forgotten. And if you've forgotten, I'm here to remind you. We are unstoppable. Don't let anybody steer you. My dad tried. Didn't work. You know, I go back to him saying to me, there's no business. There's no money in the gym business. So I rerouted a little bit. I decided to build a fitness technology company. Anabo, that's what we are. So now we're able to bring fitness to all walks of life, to all fitness levels, all over the world. That's Anabo. That's what I've created. That's what me and my team are building. It's for the world. It's huge. It's huge. Just think, had I taken my father's advice, there'd be no Anabo. There'd be no fitness technology company able to be utilized by millions all over the world. had I listened. So I implore you not to listen to the naysayers. Stand your ground. Stay the course. God is inside you. Our scripture this week is from the book of Job, the 42nd chapter, 2nd verse. I know that you can do everything and that your plans are unstoppable. You are unstoppable. I am unstoppable. We are unstoppable. Don't you forget that. Do you know who's inside of you? The Holy Spirit, God, undefeated. Don't let anyone convince you that you can't, because you can. There's nothing that you cannot do. There's no hill or mount you can't climb. There's no hole you can climb your way back out of. I know, personally, I know that you can do everything and that your plans are unstoppable. That's the book of Job. That's the gospel. Don't you forget that. God is inside you. God is inside me. God is inside us. We are unstoppable. Thank you for joining me today. Please hit the subscribe button. Next week, you're not going to want to miss next week. Next week, we will be discussing, the topic is, what's your why? That's right. Do you know your purpose? We're going to talk about it next week. God bless. Allow me to take a moment to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with us on the podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and much, much more.
In a recent survey, parents reported that 52% of homeschooled children need learning accommodations. These parents need practical advice, encouragement, and hope to fuel their homeschooling efforts. The Empowering Homeschool Conversations podcast is where parents gain wisdom on how to teach unique learners successfully at home, like Laura, who recently told us, "I needed this episode. I don't need a fancy curriculum or need to be a special ed teacher to teach my son. You have given me hope." To listen now, go to Life Audio or search Empowering Homeschool Conversations on your favorite podcast app.